What?
Yes, we are.
Do we need a vote on that? We do,
I don't think you do. I think you just have to be assured that we...
Any additions or to the our approval of the agenda?
I don't have anything else.
Well, I didn't know if I had a question whether you were going to cover it down here. Is now that you've moved things here, how is that working? Is that going to be in your report at all?
Now that we've moved
all
the restructure, or are you talking about the physical?
The napkins and the plates and all that.
Oh, there's one.
I will, it is, I think, in my report a little bit. So, do you mind just asking me?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Okay, you made a motion to approve the agenda. Do I have a second? Surely seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Close enough.
How about the minutes? Any additions or corrections to the minutes?
Do you remember the minutes from way back then?
I kind of looked over.
That's kind of how I was. I'm like, gosh.
Okay, Shirley made a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll second it.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, opposed. Okay, public comment.
I'm glad to see the Packers and not the Seahawks. I know, I did too. Right up until I didn't.
We supposed to take one of each of these?
Yeah.
We have no public comments.
No public comments. Did you want to ask a question about the storage supplies?
Can I answer?
You can. If you would like to, I can
public
discuss
comment.
It.
I wanted to just know how the storage thing was working now.
We just literally got stuff moved over here, and Sue is coming for the first time today. We're rearranging. We have to literally kind of take things out of one storeroom, move it to another, and move everything back. So as far as time-wise, I really don't know yet because we're just starting. Three of the days that we tried to move equipment, I had people out with the flu. My driver, who was, you know, Steve, who's was the brawn of the project, he had like walking pneumonia, and Ruth was out with the flu. So I had to cancel about 3 days, and then the one day I finally got him, it was like the 40 below wind chill, so we decided not to do it that day. I did do it one day in the 20 below wind chill, just myself. And moved as much as I possibly could. So we're getting it over here. We've got it all over here. So I really won't have a clue as far as hours and things like that. But in talking with Joyce, I felt like we need to at least give her a chance to try it over here and see, you know, see what the hours look like.
She's okay
and,
with it.
Yeah. Well, it, you know.
Exactly.
There really
so
wasn't.
She agreed to
there
it.
There was an alternative, yeah. I mean, okay. The alternative is if she didn't agree to it, then she would have lost her benefits. So, I mean, there isn't much agreeing to it. So we will try it. And we are, you know, we're looking at lots of hours in all the sites this year. We'll be taking a look at that. So we'll just look at it in terms of that as well. So, yeah, I had hoped to be in by January 1st, but... we just literally got everything moved in probably about 10 days ago. So.
Excuse me. Joyce is coming from Fenimore.
Sue will be coming up from Fenimore probably two days a week to deal with the supplies.
Okay.
And I just want to go on record. I know Larry, who's not here, and I hate to mention his name, and he's not here. I know he, you know, coming from the county board
perspective
has mm-hmm. to look at money as the primary yeah. focus, and my primary focus is people.
Right.
And I just don't want right. to see people hurt.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. But, I mean, at some point, we do have to look at the number of hours to make sure that it's really, you know, that there is enough work there available. Because
but I don't think you're
you
overstaffed
know,
on anything. So.
I would say in some areas, possibly. But, yeah. I mean, when, you know... when the congregants have dwindling numbers, you know, if our marketing strategies for the next year work, you know, hopefully those numbers will come up and then we won't be. But, you know, again, these were deals that were made before my time, so I'm kind of, you know, left to assume that. Jan had a question. As long as it's public comment, I think it's still good to go. Jan had a question about the nutrition advisory.
Sure. Because I haven't been notified of a meeting for a year. Well, since Lori came on board, and I used to be on the.
Oh, okay. See, now we did have a meeting, and your name was not on that list.
Yeah, that's why I was questioning.
So, okay.
I'm just wondering if you can go ahead and look back, because and then we did have term limits, but we didn't see anything on there.
Yeah,
so
we
I
didn't
just
see anything at all.
While we're
so
meeting,
we'll
if you can go back and look through maybe stuff.
Because typically we will meet at the
she
end
thought
of
a board member was required,
March.
And
I don't know if
and
it was
we don't
required
know that
or not,
either.
But, you know, when the assignments were
exactly.
made to all the
so
committees,
that
was my
that.
Committee.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
we'll go back,
so we'll
and, look
go back
at that.
And check that for sure. So. Okay. Sorry the delay.
No,
nope,
that's okay.
Conference call.
That's all right.
I will check it. Thanks, Jan.
Any other further public comments? Okay. The only other one I have is in the budget process coming up. Do we anticipate anything there?
Yes.
with,
we anticipate. We have been working with, literally with Nancy since Crystal literally came on board in August. So Nancy has been, hi Bob.
Hi there.
Do we have a sign-in sheet going on?
No, I was going to go grab
one. Okay. Yeah, could you do that before we forget? I can come back. The budget process, we have had Nancy on since August looking through things. We are finding a few issues and concerns a little bit just in terms of how things have been expensed and allocated in the past are a little different than Nancy would do them. So it's going to change the flavor of probably the budget, what the financial reports this year. It's been causing me a little bit of stress, I'll be honest with you. But I think it'll all come out. Bob knows this because we've had the discussion. So,
is this like deflating the football?
No, it's like onside kit.
And you can look at it more. You're gonna see a few categories that our caregiver program is gonna is overspent because of the way we're continuing to expense out, which is the way we should be doing it. How we were doing it in the past wasn't necessarily the way Nancy felt we should be doing it. So I think for the most part we're gonna come out okay. Nancy has sent me email after email, and one just as recent as Tuesday or Monday, saying, "Okay, you're going to get through this, Lori." So yeah, we still have some challenges, and we'll be working on that. We had some expenses in transportation that were certainly more than we expected in terms of repairs and things like that. So I think we're going to adjust. We've got some trust fund money for transportation that I think we'll use for that. We're going to start things off a little differently this year. Nancy's got, like I said, she's been working with GWAR on allocations and how to do that. So a couple of my concerns have actually got balanced out because of the way we were doing it. So we just have some things that need to be a little bit cleaner and done the way Nancy wants them done, which I have, you know, a lot of respect and faith in Nancy's way of doing things. So it's going to take a little while, and I'll be honest, it has caused me a little bit of stress, but I think we're going to get through it. I think we'll get through it okay. We do have some avenues. We've got the Eckstein Foundation. Nutrition's going to be okay. My biggest problem right now is transportation. Our TRIPS program is overspent, and partly two reasons. We're having some billing issues that I hope that will be resolved. One way or another, they will be. The other issue is we were short drivers this year, so we used drivers from farther away than we typically would. So I have just most recently talked to Rita about that again, that we're going to have to set up a geographic area again that had kind of been done and had kind of just fallen beside the wayside.
So has the problem been because of drivers or just more trips?
It's more trips and drivers coming from longer periods. Okay. Because what we do is we pay the driver from wherever they're coming from, obviously. So if we're paying a driver, you know, to come from Bloomington to go to Platteville to pick somebody up to take them to Dubuque versus somebody in Platteville picking up somebody in Platteville and taking them, we're paying a lot more expenses that way. And what we've got to be able to do is number one, we are recruiting more drivers, and we have been somewhat successful with that. But the other thing is we have to sometimes say, no, we can't fill it. we can't just fill every trip and pay that expense. So that's just the way it's going to have to be. So yes, we are working through it. It's kind of a struggle. But like I said, we have had Julie Schroeder out here from DHS. We have had Deb Mold out here from GWAR. Both have been instrumental in helping Nancy and Crystal understand the allocations. I was just thinking,
are all ADRCs, do they all bill about the same? Or I suppose Grant County has some differences, but
not all of them run the transportation programs that we run. Not all of them come, they're also not, the rest of them in our region are not an independent department as we are. The rest of them fall under Health and Human Services. That's a little bit different too.
So you're saying Human Services does all the transportation stuff then? They don't, the ADRC don't?
It depends. It's all a little bit different in each county. So it kind of depends.
So it's less expensive.
We certainly do more in terms of busing and taxis. Most of the programs don't have taxis. Well, we have a taxi as well. What I'm feeling is, I'm feeling good in the one set that we're really getting the system set up really well. Nancy is working on that. She's working on how we report them, how we budget, how we allocate, how Crystal reports that. So she's getting that set up. The problem is it's a new system, and because of that, the way things that have been done are now different. So it's going to cause a little headache for probably while we finish out this budget year. But what I need to have happen is I need to be able to look back and be confident in the numbers that I'm looking at. And I don't have that confidence this year. Okay? The way things have gotten expensed in past years is not a good indication of what the true expenses were. So I can't look at those numbers and you can't budget if you don't have confidence.
Doesn't mean anything.
Right. So Nancy's working through that with me. We have met, like I said, many times, and we're getting there. That's
okay. Anybody else have any questions on that?
And you'll see that when you look. I'll point a few.
Things point out that out to
in
us
the
okay.
financial report when you're looking. Because oh my God, yes, I have.
Because the only other thing
I've been living and breathing those financial reports for a few months now.
I keep thinking
now.
Those reports ought to be a little bit larger.
We just had that discussion yesterday with Crystal as well.
I pulled that packet over.
Crystal's like, I thought they'd like it because they could see. I said, that's your young eyes talking.
I didn't know if I needed my makeup glasses.
You will get bigger ones next month. Yes, yes. I told her the same thing. I'm like, you clearly have younger eyes than me who can see those reports. I cannot.
Okay. Advocacy report. From the regional board, Shirley, that's you and I.
Okay. Well, last time we had an excellent meeting in Darlington. We were put into the position that as if we were dementia, Alzheimer's, and we were put through how these clients that have dementia, how they are living, and we had blindfolds put on us, stuff put on our feet and our hands, and put into a room and given several directions, and you can't believe what we went through striving to do what they expected, what the instructor expected us to do. And you have more sympathy for someone that's dementia or Alzheimer's and what they're going through. And I'm sure these programs are going to be put into effect in different areas by
Grant,
Whitney.
Grant Regional has the virtual program.
We do too.
Yeah.
We will. Every county will have it, and Ruth has been trained in it, so she'll actually be able to do it.
Okay. I said the worst was they put stuff in your shoes, which had little bubbles in it.
I had high heels on that day. It hurt.
I could hardly walk from here to the door. And if that's how those people are feeling.
Oh, yeah.
And then they gave you, we were supposed to set the table, right?
Yeah, and you couldn't find the dishes.
But they got background noise. And you're supposed to be trying to do something. Fold the towels, don't fold the towels. And you're sitting, I mean, you're looking like,
And well, you can't. Dark? You can't see. They got something over your eyes. I don't know what.
Oh, they put those goofy glasses on. Yeah.
So, but
to give an idea what those people would feel like that have some of these problems, and why you say to them, "It's time to eat," and they look at you like,
"What's that?"
It's just not going on.
It's a good experience, you know.
For
I
anybody
think
who's working with anybody who has the Alzheimer's.
Any of the caregivers are, and I think the more this can get known to others, the more sympathy we're going to have.
It only took about 10 minutes.
Are you
going to
have a room set up
in there for
that,
a really
or
long
what?
Time? We will have the ability to set up.
Quickly
we will,
set up this.
Yeah, we will, you know, I mean, we won't just have a room set up all the time for it, but we will have the ability to do that. The purpose right now with Whitney on board is to do some dementia-friendly communities. We have to be careful. We can't train professionals. We are not. It's not really for us to go out and train other, you know, like nursing homes and things like that. That's not where they want us to be. They want us working with, like, communities and community members.
The auxiliary from Gunderson came up with a card. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
I've heard of it. I've
okay,
of
I can get copies of that. But it's like if you go out to eat and you're in a restaurant and the person who has Alzheimer's is doing bizarre type things and everybody's watching you, this little card you can just slip over to the table and it tells them that, about this patient and what's going on, so that it alerts the people around them. And that's what they're really looking at, is getting communities to be more accepting.
Just the awareness part.
Yes.
Just the awareness part.
Yeah.
Well, and then we had to evaluate our feelings afterwards.
Felt like I was in there a really long time is what I thought.
Yeah, it was very hard to... Well, we had all kinds of various feelings that came out of the experience of going through this.
It has to be so frustrating. You know, absolutely so frustrating.
But wouldn't the difference be you having gone through this? You have your mind that you have now, or those people that are going through it don't have the mind that they have now. So maybe in their world it's normal.
Well, they have they have periods. These people will have periods. I mean, I dealt with this with my mom, and I know there were times when she was as clear as can be, and the next time, it means she was staring right through you.
Yeah.
If you ask her to do anything, so.
Yeah.
You know, it. I think this is probably set up more for caregivers, right, than actual people who have dementia.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So for you to understand what the person you're working with
what they're doing,
is going through.
It makes you understand some of the behaviors that take place.
And the folding of clothes and that sort of thing. We had to fold these towels and sheets and stuff. You know, where you could hardly see. The room was dark. My feet hurt. And... I can remember going down, I would straighten things out for my mom, and I'd go back the next day, and she had ruffled through all her drawers, and things were all over the place again, and it really brought home to me some of the behaviors I was seeing in her before we really knew that this type of thing was going on.
And not everything that the dementia tour is, it's not all about dementia. I mean, it is about, because obviously when you get older and you get dementia, like the things in the shoes were like a lot of people have that neuropathy pain in their feet and things like that. So, and the hearing loss, and that's not necessarily associated always with dementia, but it is associated with getting older. So, yeah, it was, I think most people's frustration level was high when they
got it. Oh, I think it was very
just,
high.
Mm-hmm.
It was
you
very
know,
high.
Some people got really nervous, some people just got mad, which is what you see a lot with people as well. I just wanted to know how to do it right. You know,
you folded the towel.
I just wanted better. I wanted better instructions because I wanted to know exactly what it was I was supposed to do and how to do it right.
I didn't
even
hear the instructions when I walked in the door because of all the auditory things that they were throwing at you. And I think about these children in school who have learning disabilities or whatever have you, and they're sitting in a classroom with all this noise going on at them, and they're supposed to decipher, you know, read the question, circle the right answer, you know, this type of thing. It's just not there for them.
You definitely get the frustration, and you get how people act out either by being passive and just giving up and not doing anything, or they get mad and angry and frustrated. And you definitely, it makes sense, and it's kind of based on your own temperament on how you do it. And
well, I think the thing that bothered me was they had how many things that we were told when we went in the door that we had to do.
I get those
like
all.
Five things. And by the time they got done giving us direction, oh my God, what am I supposed to do now? And what do I do first? You couldn't remember them all.
And we knew it was going to be a short time. You got to think, these people are living in this 24 hours a day.
And it didn't feel like a short time at all.
Okay. Anything else for sure? I think that was the major.
Well, I think so. I passed that around, that pamphlet that she gave us. You can look that over.
Do you, in the news and views, perhaps indicate that you have that available for?
We haven't yet. I don't. We'll probably have some discussion about that tomorrow as to how they're going to market that. We have been letting, I mean, we have let other people know somewhat, but I don't know that they've been ready to roll it out quite yet. That's really up to Mary and Whitney to decide when they're going
to
roll that out. I don't
know. To let people know that it is available.
Will that be something that could be done at the Elder Fest?
Or not? Probably not there, just because of the sheer, the noise level in there already would create some challenges. And you kind of need a room that's kind of quiet and off to do it in. But I mean, I definitely think we can do it, like with the health department. We can do it with some of the other departments in the county and terrain. I know, even the sheriff's department, things like that, some of the other ones. I know we just have to be careful, I think with the nursing homes and the people that are professionals, we can't go out and train health professionals.
I did training like that at Orchard Manor when I worked over there. I don't know if they do it anymore.
Sure. And I'm quite sure, as you know, it's becoming such a big topic that I think it will be more and more. So yeah, that would be a good question to ask Mary tomorrow. How, you know, I'm not sure if we're supposed to kind of roll that out yet or not. So
all right, the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance workshop.
And that is the Dementia Alliance that meets in Grant County. We are a part of that. They have a workshop every year at Southwest Tech. So this is, it's a very good workshop for people.
I've heard
family,
nothing
caregivers.
But good things about that workshop almost year after year.
So if you're dealing with somebody,
you know,
with dementia,
speakers are
the speaker this year is, it's in our news and views that will be coming out. It's Lori Bay, and I don't know. People have heard her speak, that she's very good. Next year will be Tipa. We'll be back to Tipa Snow, but this speaker is supposed to be very, very good as well.
So they always fill up too.
Just to
they?
Give you a heads up, yeah, and it will be in the news and views. That's going to be coming out shortly. So there's a big save the date in there, and once they have the training information out, we'll get that to you as well. So.
Okay, the public hearing for transportation.
Yes. Not very happy about this. Apparently, the advertisement, according to what the state wanted, wasn't correct. Had the same issue last year. I thought had it resolved this year. But Rita was contacted, so we didn't have anybody show up the first time we did this in December, so I don't think we'll probably have a stampede in January. But in order to make the state happy, we will be doing it again. And I will have a big note on my calendar next year when this comes around. So if you feel the need to show up.
I mean, what do we expect at that meeting?
At the public hearing? It is simply a public hearing to discuss our any comments on our current transportation programs, any changes that you think you want. So you can also provide written comments if you would like. So, typically, we don't get any consumers coming to them. So,
I imagine you get public hearings from people after they've used the transportation, don't they? Or no? Not necessarily.
Really, I think
you might get a comment or two, but they're not going to come to.
The public hearings aren't really. You know, if we turned around and said we're taking away the TRIPS program or we were taking away something major, then we would probably have some participants come. But typically, we just.
We have seven or eight public hearings in the city every year, and nobody
ever
shows up. They just don't.
No, we have to have one, a big one every year in the aging plan, and Unified has to do it, and Social Services has to do it. We have to do it. We all do it together, and we all sit here for 20 minutes and talk with them amongst ourselves, and then we go home. So yeah, it's just they're not typically attended. But I mean, the good news is nobody's
right. Yeah.
Nobody's got anything that's pressing that bad that they're feeling that they need to come in and air out their leaders. So I guess that's a good thing.
Okay, any other comments? Questions? Now we'll go on to the ADRC committee vacancy.
Linda did call me in December to let me know that she is resigning from this committee. She just simply stated transportation is just too difficult right now for her to do, and she just felt it best if she was off. I thanked her. I kind of knew that was coming because we'd had a couple prior conversations and she was still trying to get here, but her health has just declined and it's just not as easy for her to get around. So I'm assuming, I don't know if I need approval, but we probably should have approval from you guys to fill that vacancy because I believe it has to be filled.
I think it has to be done.
So I will look at that process. The last time that we had one, we just, you know, we put an ad in, and we got Dave. So, so we'll probably do the same thing, press release and an ad.
And word of mouth, if we know someone out in the community,
sure,
I think would be good on it. Suggest it to them.
Right. Right now, we have everybody kind of in this area, so it might be, and Jan, you're Fenimore, so you're, and Steve, you're Boscobel. So, you know, potentially if you know somebody towards the south, that might be good as well. But I don't think it has to be. It just, I'm thinking for representation,
but
it might be
nice.
Right. If we could keep somebody down that way, it would be kind of nice.
Do your bylaws or anything, just sometimes they'll say that they have to be represented from certain areas.
I think the last time I looked, it really didn't.
Okay.
But I think, you know, because Grant is such a big county, I think
exactly.
It kind of behooves us to try to pick a little geographically. So
we need a motion from...
If you would, that'll just make it...
Somebody like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we refill the position for Linda Adrian.
I second it.
Second?
I did.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Okay. We'll go about looking.
Yes, we'll get that going.
Okay, the information on assistant specialist position vacancy.
Yes, which I did talk to Mary Lou prior to. Carol Huey has accepted a position over the holidays with IRIS, which is a long-term care agency. She's going to be an IRIS consultant, so still kind of in the same field, but obviously working a little bit differently with families. That leaves us with only two information and assistance specialists. Her other part of her position was prevention as well, which Mary Lou is graciously helping us out with right now. But we'd probably like to stop at some point. So we did advertise the position because I did talk to Mary Lou prior to that, so we could get the position advertised, but we do need a motion to fill the position, and I do believe the position probably needs to be filled. So
we need a motion again.
I'll make a motion to fill that.
Yeah, make a motion to fill that position. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Shirley seconds this one.
Okay.
Any further discussion? I'd just like to mention it'd be nice if we got somebody who would be interested in the preventative program. Prevention. Since, most of the ADRCs are definitely doing these programs. And I just want to bring apart the thing that we're doing right now after Carol resigned is Betty, what is it, Aberson, that we're working with?
Through WEHA. Institute for Healthy Aging.
Selected us for a survey being done by a group out of Maryland, which is asked to do it from Medicare and Medicaid to do a research on the Stepping On program with the outcome trying to prove or disprove that these preventative programs either work or don't work
for our elderly.
However, Stepping On is an evidence-based program.
It's an evidence-based program.
Because it already was a research project and was proved. So I'm not quite sure why we...
Besides, it was supposed to take 30 minutes, and it took 60-plus, which really screwed up our first class. And I'm just not sure if they're going to get feedback on how it goes. There wasn't any mention... Particularly,
I would let Betsy know because I got a call.
Yeah,
anyway,
particularly,
so.
And it was interesting. This is our government at work. I love this. It's we always know when you put 6 pages of questions for these people. Some of them have eyesight problems, hearing problems, reading problems, so forth, and some have some physical disabilities. And it said that you're supposed to. Usually, what you do is. You know, mark out, darken the square, and if that's not the answer you want, that was the instructions, okay? Then you put an X and go on. Well, the instructions in the booklet were the exact opposite. It was to make an X. And if it's not the answer you write, then you darken the one you want.
And we didn't really see them because they came,
they
you know, we weren't supposed to have anything to do with
they
them.
They come
so.
Absolutely sealed. You give them, I have a script, a 4-page script that I have to read to the people to do it. And we don't see it at all. Then once they fill out the survey, it is put. They put it in a folder and seal it. Mm-hmm. I don't see it at all. And then it is sent in. And I had 8 people that showed up for the class. And then it said on there, there were a husband-wife team that had to take their daughter to a doctor's appointment in Madison. So I called them because they wanted to come to the class, but they couldn't make the first class. And it said if we could get them before the next class, they could go into the survey. So I had to get an hour early yesterday because those 2 people nicely came in and took it again. So we actually had 10 people that actually took the survey for us. But Lori nicely has got people to help me out. I have Janet.
Janet and Darla from Iowa County, and then Katie from Lafayette County is going to help out.
So if you think we're going to...
However, one of the things that has been discussed regionally is the a shared position regionally for a prevention person. So that might be something you want to discuss with the regional board as well.
Yeah,
because there is money in the ADRC budget.
For that?
Probably for that. I think it would not be a bad idea.
So if they had one person who was kind of the lead, and then whichever county it was in, the other person could be the second one with them.
Right.
You would have some consistency.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, consistency. You're not relearning, reinventing the wheel at each county. Level.
Right. You know, because we could easily share, we could easily share with Iowa or Lafayette a position, but... and that was discussed a little bit, which is why we just advertise this as information and assistance specialist, because Mary and I had that discussion whether I should advertise it / prevention. Even though we will ask the prevention questions and try to maybe get somebody interested in that, we left it as just that because that is a potential for the region to do something with too. So if you think about it tomorrow, you might want to bring that up as a, you know. I personally think... The prevention is beginning, it's getting a lot more focus. It's certainly, it's going to be because we have a lot more older people coming into the world.
Well,
so,
if Medicare is really questioning if these preventative programs are of any benefit. And the point of it is we know that the person has the knowledge, whether they do it or not is something else. But I'm telling you, those people really hinge on just about every word. And we have specialists coming in. We have the physical therapist that comes in 3 times out of the 7.
Yeah.
We have a vision specialist out of the state. We have a community police officer that comes in. We have a pharmacist that comes in. And, I mean, they have... And I run it pretty loose because when I have the specialist there, if people have questions, I really want them to be able to ask those questions to the specialist. The lady I was with yesterday... came in and had time zone to move down the agenda, and I'm looking at it, oh, I don't think that's what happened.
Go with the flow, honey.
I mean, when you have the specialist there, you want to give these people a chance.
Yes, because oftentimes you don't have enough time to...
You work with people that, like, say, classes, and they can't afford to get classes, so you work through the Lions or something.
Oh, sure, yeah, we refer to, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, our information, that's exactly what our information and assistance specialists are set up to do, is help people find those services that, you know, if they're struggling to meet their needs.
And you just can't imagine the questions that come out of some of these people. I mean, they're good questions. Good, very good questions. Okay, so we did that, right?
We did that.
All right.
Moving on.
6 months step increase in wage placement for new staff.
Yeah. What happened was the county implemented a new wage scale this past year, which is a good thing. We've had, Bob can probably speak to this more intelligently than I can, but we've had quite a few wage scales because of the unions. Every union had its kind of its own wage scale. And in since there are no unions anymore, there was an attempt by the county. It's been discussed for since I've been on board, kind of combining wage scales in order to at least get everybody kind of on the same one. While we still have a couple separate ones, that was done this past year. What happened was, I'm looking for my memo and I lost it and all my stuff here. What happened was when it was implemented in August, a memo came out that stated that staff would be placed on the scale closest to their position, basically. I believe it was worded. Anyway, where is it? I'm sorry. How I lost it. I had it out here right up front. Now I've lost it. There it is. I'll just read you the memo. That'd be a lot easier.
I was
going to
say, you will go through that dementia class again.
I think that ship has already sailed. And it's scary because we are seeing people in their 50s with dementia. We've had a few cases already in the past year. Very, very young people. And it frightens me to no end. So what this says was current employees, placement on the plan, it added current longevity to employees' base and then placed them on the step, and then we've actually kind of now gotten rid of longevity. Some may be at or above the maximum. If their wage is above the maximum, they'll be frozen until the schedule catches up to them. Current employees will progress through the schedule annually using August 24th as the next increase date, if any. For example, if the employee is placed on step two of the schedule on August 34th, which wasn't right, it should be August 24th, 1 year later, they will go to step three. The exception will be employees placed on the schedule at the start rate. Those employees would be eligible to move to the six-month rate on February 24th, 2015, then to the one-year rate on August 24th, 2015. What happened was, is we hired four new meal site managers, and this has impacted them a couple more than the other two. But one we hired as early as the end of February and the other one in March are now being delayed by like 5 months to get a six-month step increase. They obviously are not happy. They're adamant that they were told at the time of hire by the personnel department that they'd be eligible for an increase at 6 months. I quite frankly agree with them. I do believe that was certainly what they were led to believe at the time of hire. And I believe that delaying it 5 months and then ultimately delaying their next step increase for a year by 5 months isn't really the way to go. So again, I've had a discussion with personnel about it. I've also discussed it with Bob. The recommendation was to bring it here for you guys to discuss. And then depending on what your recommendation is, if you're in agreement with myself, then it would go on to the executive committee to be discussed. Now, we had a conversation, or we had an email exchange, I guess, Bob, that you said there has been a couple other departments that have made some adjustments.
I think there's been seven or eight different individuals in the county that this has affected.
Okay.
And that we have made the change.
I just really feel that when, at the time that you're looking at the position, you go onto the website, the wage scale is there, you know, it shows that you have a start, you have a 6 month, you have a 1 year step. Nothing on there tells me anything different than that. So I feel like, you know, they definitely right there felt that, you know, if everything was favorable, that they would receive a 6 month increase.
Bob, what did these other going to go through the same system we're going through to get a change.
Yeah, they talk to Joyce at personnel and look at the fiscal impact. You know, if you have it in the budget and the committee approves it, it goes on to the next step. It's just a matter of walking through the steps. Just for everybody's information, and part of the challenge is that these step increases, and I feel differently than most others because I came from a private sector, but when they go from start rate to their three-year rate, that's depends on the department and the position. That could be an 18% lift.
Yeah, this wage schedule is definitely a little more generous than the one I said.
So the 6 month, what I'm bringing up is that the 6 month could be 4 to 5% of your wages. So if you're delaying half of the year or a year down the road, that 5 to 8%, you know, if you double that up, it does create some heartburn.
This one goes, they're at 1152, and then they would go, that was what they were hired at, and then the six-month increase goes to 1231, and then the 1 year goes to 1310.
See, that's 80 cents an hour.
Right.
Which,
and none
even
of these
on
people,
a part-time job, that means quite a bit.
None of these people are
employed full-time.
If
you got to wait 5
time,
more months
but,
before that.
Yeah.
So what we've done in the past is, depends on the application, but you may have put them at the, as of August 24th, you may have put them already at the 6 month and revert back to it. So you're actually giving them the benefit of the doubt. So you got to quantify it. You need to decide.
I personally would just like to see them get their 6 month increase from the date of hire, you know, using their date of hire as the 6 month.
Otherwise, you're going to put them out for the yearly increase
right.
5 months later.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're doubling it up almost.
Right. I would just like to see them be due, you know, and right now, it obviously it's going to have to be retroactive because some of them were due, you know.
Well, since you're telling me.
Since
you're telling me some of others have been changed, I think you're telling me that the committee feels that it's probably before. The
executive committee really doesn't have a problem. As long as you have it. As long as you have the funding and you have some sort of justification, the committee, you know, the rest of you understand why it happened and you're willing to make the change.
Yeah.
Do we have it in the budget?
Well, when we did budgets, we knew we were having new staff, so it was, you know, I mean, we have it in the budget.
Okay.
There's certainly
and the other thing, the other thing is part of in the budget, if they are meal site managers, they're not full-time, they're not benefits, so it's not a
right.
You know, it's not creating that much more headache.
Right, yeah, these aren't full-time positions. I mean, Bonnie Fagan only works, you know, about 11 hours a week, so hers isn't, you know, very much. The highest one is Marlene, and she's at about 27 hours. So, but they're understandably upset, and they feel like, you know.
So what you need from this committee is a recommendation that you go ahead and proceed to
the executive committee.
To the executive.
I'll make that motion.
Steve makes that motion. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Second.
And will they be moved to that position as of now, or they have to wait?
Well,
executive committee meets on the 10th of February, but like Lori said, normally we make it retroactive.
Right.
It's in
right.
budget.
So right. they'll get caught up for their past missed pay.
Right. And then they'll be on target for the year.
Right, and
right.
then they'll be on target. So.
Okay, any further discussion?
Yeah, I just have a question. Is any of it based on evaluation if the person isn't doing the job
and
whatever
and yes,
else it is?
Yes,
that,
we've already taken that into consideration,
okay.
right? And it definitely is. The 6 month
is
always based
is.
On you have to be at least meeting. You know,
a minimum standard,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, we expect there's still things they need to learn
sure,
in 6 months,
yeah.
but you, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But it's not just not a matter
all
you
steps,
know.
All
no.
steps, including the across the board at the end of the year,
yeah,
depend on
evaluation.
Performance evaluations.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Good discussion. Any further?
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
Hearing none. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? No. Okay.
Thank you.
You can proceed.
Thank you.
The aging plan update.
Just for your information, we did receive approval letters from GWAR. they were written to John Patzel, the county board chair, and Mary Yeager, and Mary Yeager, the ADRC chair.
Right on target.
So I just kind of laughed, so I did let them know that John hasn't even been a county board chair since I've been on board, so they don't have the right names in there. So
that
I did
happens all the time. Yeah.
I
still get stuff with Jean's name on it.
Yeah.
So I didn't give you the letter because I actually thought maybe I was going to get a new one, but they just said,
change it.
Don't worry about that. Just when you get your assessment stuff, just change it on there. I thought, well, I already changed that all when I did the aging plan update last year. I changed it all. So clearly they're not changing it. But anyway, they did approve it. The plan goes 13 through 2015, so, but they have to approve it every year. So the good news is it's approved.
It's approved. Well, I have a question here on this aging plan. Now, I don't know how many of you have heard Paul Ryan lately. Really badgering disabilities.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to go anywhere or not, but I mean, does anybody else hear anything on this?
In terms of, I guess I...
Well, just, I mean, he's really bad-mouthing all the things that are being done for people with disabilities.
He does not want any money to go to it at all.
Yeah, he's just being a rat's
And he's got
ALN.
Control of some of it.
What's that?
And he's in control of some of this money. So.
Yeah, so I guess just a little bit of an FYI to keep your eyes and ears open on this thing, because, I mean, this... is very definitely where the aging and disability thing sits.
Yes.
And now,
the aging plan update, however, is Title III money, so that is basically all money for people over the age of 60. But yes, it certainly will be impacting us.
Well, they always say talk is cheap.
I better do a little homework.
This man is out there really...
Well, you know, they're proposing lots of changes for the future because... we're seeing more and more people, you know, on Medicaid and things like that, and then that impacts.
I just heard a comment the other day, they're not saying where's Waldo anymore, it's where's Walker. I thought that was kind of
not
cute.
Not even making
I'm not there.
Just
kind of
let
that. I thought that was kind of cute. All right, approval of the vouchers.
Don't think we had anything really terribly out of the ordinary when I look through them. I think our biggest expenses in here were food expenses for the most thing. Those were our big numbers. And ads, some advertising that was done are the most things. If you did see, we've got some new chairs out there. I don't think even those have made this. They'll probably be in the next one. We did spend out some money by December 31st. Mary had wanted some heavier duty chairs. We're getting more consumers in here that need a little more support than some of our smaller chairs. So we did buy some heavy duty ones. Those don't come very cheap, but they will support like 450, 450 pounds.
Yeah, this bariatric thing is...
They will actually, one will be placed in all the offices. They're sitting out in the hallway right now because they came in plastic, and with that vinyl seats covered, they stunk. So nobody wanted them in their office this week yet. So we're letting them air out before we put them in offices. So, any questions? Did anybody see anything that they... Again, mostly trips, food expenses, that sort of thing. Some advertising were probably our highest ones.
You see the cost of food's going up, aren't
I don't ever see it going down, do you?
Anybody have any questions on the vouchers?
What are you paying for meals now?
It varies. It varies by the different sites. I'd have to pull up the contracts to really quote you. But
I mean, what it costs us to buy the meal.
And that's what I'm saying. It varies. We bid those out. So I want to say, I have to pull that up and look at it. I want to say like UW Platteville is around $425 maybe. I'd have to look. Look afterwards, or I'll look at that. I can bring that to you next month too, Steve. Theirs went up, that's what I'm trying to think, because they have the ability to increase theirs. But theirs is like the highest, I believe.
So we're still asking, what, $350 from you, maybe?
That's the suggested donation, correct.
Mm-hmm. There aren't too many hitting that, are there?
Mm-hmm. No.
I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers.
Steve made a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Jan seconds. Any other further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Opposed or no? Okay.
Financial report. I brought my little bit, one that's bigger. Again, been working with Nancy a little bit. We are going, and speaking of meals, since that's what we were talking about, our program income for congregate and home delivered is a little off, and it you know, we've noticed that. So we are going to be a little under. She's estimating we will probably between the two of those be about $208,000, $209,000. So we are going to be a little off budget there. And I think I actually did lower that for the 2015 budget, like, because we've just seen a decline. And I think that only makes sense as we're getting more and more home delivered. Home delivered people typically don't have the money like some of the other ones. So I think that's something we're seeing. We do, again, we've got the Eckstein Foundation money, which can help us there if we need to, and we will be looking at that before we wrap up this budget. We will be taking a look at that, whether to shift some funds over to that. So, because I have spoke with them about that in the past. So we do have that ability as well. But a couple other concerns I have is the Dodgeville taxi. I think it got lumped in with our regular taxi money, and that's a concern I want to talk with Nancy about. And I have met with Rita about it several times as well. So that's one that I'm going to kind of keep on the radar for this year, if we're getting enough money to support those. Because my feeling is we support our own taxi, but if we're not making enough money to support the Dodgeville one, then you know we have to discuss that. In terms of expenses, just a couple things. Our benefit specialist—that's one of them that it is the most convoluted grant program I've ever seen. We get these little pots of funds, and then they're matched based on. On what percent, some of them are matched, some of them are not. Even Nancy has struggled with it, and that woman is a whiz at numbers, isn't she, Crystal? So she's been working on that, and she's assured me that actually we're going to come out better in EBS program than I thought we were. We're still making adjustments to those allocations and how they were done, but I think we're going to be okay there. Bus, if you look at the bus, we're not doing too bad there. We knew we might be a little bit over, again, just because of the restructuring there. Specialized, right now, again, we're holding our own in specialized, which we should be. However, taxi and trips are my two big concerns. So that's where we've got to pay some attention to. I have been working with Rita a lot to make sure that we are getting the billing in. There's been some billing issues, and I'm hoping that we get everything accounted for there, but we are still going to have some mileage issues as well. So my hope is when we get through this with Nancy, my goal will be then to have more of a budgeting process where I'm going to sit down monthly with coordinators and really take a look at expenses and take a look at revenue and make sure that we have an ongoing plan of action every month as to, we may have to pull back trips if we're not attracting enough drivers local that can do some of these. So, because, yes, this is, last year I wasn't very stressed because I didn't really...
You were too new.
I was too new. This year I'm a little less new, and
it's good to feel that you're catching up.
Well, yeah. It is. It is.
Yeah, If we aren't able to offer this trips, then...
I don't want to say that we're not able to offer. We are really, we've been doing a massive recruitment effort for volunteer drivers. But at some point, we can't pull drivers from, this is a big county, so we can't pull drivers all the time from 40 miles away to go pick somebody up and then take them to Madison and Dubuque. I mean, there are some times that we are simply not going to be able to do that. We don't want to do that, obviously. But those are the trips that we lose the money on. The ones from Continuous and things like that, we should be able to bill and get the money on. There has been some billing issues with Continuous that we need to work through. I'll be honest with you there. That's not to my satisfaction yet, but we'll hopefully get that figured out as well. But it's the people, it's the individuals that we're contracting with that we have to pull drivers in that, you know, obviously, they're getting charged 35 cents a mile, and if we've got to pull in a driver 40 miles away, we're paying that driver 50, this year it'll be 57 cents a mile. So,
is the reason that they have taken to Madison is that to see specialists that we don't have in local hospitals?
Typically, sometimes, yes. Yes. Yeah, there's still a lot of trips to Madison and Dubuque and things like that for people. People's insurance and different things, and also, you know, some of it is people don't use the locals as much, but I don't think that's the most part. I think a lot of it is simply that's where they need to go. So, having just been to Madison in the last couple months, because they don't come out to Boscobel.
Well, I think we also need to be aware that Dean is pulling back their docs out of the area, and really don't want them going out any farther than Dodgeville.
The reason I was asking that question, and it doesn't matter whether it's Lancaster or Platteville or Boscobel or whatever, but now, of course, you know, since Gunderson took us over, a lot of times they'll say, people say, they don't take our insurance. And they're telling us there's no such thing as an insurance that we won't take. If we'll take it somehow, if they have to go through someplace else and get it transferred to there so they can go here or there or wherever. And that's just, I'm wondering, some of these people down the road are just going to have to use some of our local hospitals to, instead of, you can't get people to haul them toward Madison all the time.
Yeah,
but if they don't have specialists here, which down there, from what I understand, is Gunderson is saying, for any new doctors or specialists to come, you will have a lot of windshield time in because you're going to go out to our satellite hospital. So they have certain days that they are here and probably here as well, you know. So as long as, you know, down the road.
Yeah, it's funny that they're...
Costs a lot of money.
Their institute, well, Dean had that
philosophy,
yeah,
but they were Dean clinics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now that the hospitals have both Platteville and Lancaster have bought out the Dean clinics, and Dean is pulling back their docs.
And they will tell you there is no insurance that we don't take. They will tell you that.
And that
we take everything somehow.
Needs to be sure that it's marketed so people understand that.
Now, there might be some doctors that maybe won't take some insurances. And that can happen. But there's ways they can work around that, too.
Right. And there are certain specialists that just don't come out this far because...
Yeah. But I mean, it's a long ways to drive to get somebody to haul them far up there, like especially if you got somebody coming in 30 or 40 miles and then take them out there and then all the way back.
And then they see the doc for about 2 minutes.
We also do a lot of dialysis.
Yeah.
And that has to be done there.
Yeah. And that has to be done in certain places, obviously. And that is that's a big commitment for any driver as well. So, but that's a high need. I mean, I would never not want to do that. Same with, we do chemo and we do some radiation treatments as well. And you can't do those locally. You have to go to Dodgeville or some of those places. So, yeah. And a lot of them that we do are just local too, Steve. A lot of the trips we do are simply local trips. But people just don't, we have a lot of rural people. And even if you live, just outside of town, you don't drive. You can't get there. So we do try to tell people, like, that are in the areas where our taxi is now. We're trying to focus more on trying to get them, like, if you set up your appointment, remember the taxi's in Boscobel on certain days. So if you have doctor's appointments, if you'd set them up on the days when the taxi is, then you can utilize the taxi, and that's cheaper altogether. So, and that's just something I think we need to do a little better of.
Well, I know when we had people coming into rehab at the hospital, a lot of them would make their appointments around the taxi because that's when they could get there.
Right.
and that's great.
Yeah, and those are things that I think we need to look at for the future in terms of transportation is trying to make those, because I'm not against. I think taxi's wonderful. I really do. I think it provides an opportunity for people to get where they need to go at a pretty cheap rate, you know, and otherwise how are you going to get around in Boscobel? Some of those apartments that we have elderly in are long distance from the grocery stores and the clinics.
I'm surprised that some of these towns that somebody hasn't started a taxi service, you know, for profit. I mean, I'm really surprised that they haven't, because I'm sure a lot of people would use it as long as they don't charge too much.
Yeah, I know.
Any more on financial?
That's the gist of it. So hopefully, you know, I'll keep you updated. Like I said, I'm working pretty closely, trying to get it all to come out. So
do we need to vote on that?
Accept it.
Okay.
As presented.
Somebody needs to make a motion that we accept the financial report that's given.
Well, you don't have to accept it.
Or decline.
I guess.
I make a motion.
She made a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Yes. Nutrition market study update.
I have met with Linda. Unfortunately, it was a horrible weather day, but we did get together. I've been in touch with her several times since the last November meeting. I'm trying to get down to kind of brass tacks, trying to figure out what it is we exactly need. So we are looking at all the sites right now, the pros and cons. She's got the demographic data done and things like that. She's kind of working on some marketing strategies as well. But we're trying to now hone in on some sites that maybe would be potential places for, say, a restaurant option or potential places for change. I know Larry is big on the restaurant option, but I don't kind of want to just get honed in on that, like, is the only option out there, because I think that limits everything else that might be out there as well. So I kind of want to hone in those places where we need a little help, and then she's trying to figure out what is the best strategy to reach some of those people that aren't using our services, say in Cassville or in Montfort or whether, because It doesn't do me any good to find out what the people necessarily that are coming to the meal site. Obviously, they're coming, so they've found some reason to come. I need to know the people that aren't coming. So that's kind of what we're trying to figure out, is what's the best way to reach some of those. And a couple things she's looking at is talking to some of the community leaders, talking to maybe some of the churches and things like that, and then possibly even coming out and doing a little focus group or... We're trying to figure out how to hit those baby boomers and some of those people that, you know, are on maybe the cusp of needing services but don't really feel like they are yet, but maybe will need them in a year or two. What's going to make the change there? So, and there are some things happening at the state that aren't approved yet but are in the project. You know, like the state gave out the grants for revitalization. One of them is the vouchers. While they're not approving that as a approved program yet, they're evaluating it as a project in certain areas. So that's why I don't want to just focus just on the restaurant option, because I think the vouchers is almost as good as a restaurant option. I mean, if you just get a voucher that can be used and you get your choice of restaurant, or at least the choice of a couple, I think that's a great option as well. So we are trying to get that finalized down, and I think hopefully by next month we will have something a little bit more in place. We did get, I'll be very honest, I got bogged down in December with budgets that I have lived and breathed these for most of December. So I really kind of put the nutrition market study on the back burner for now.
I don't know, is this the time to make mention that perhaps... February meeting could be held at our local meal site?
Potentially.
That we could meet there and then have lunch there? Well, that's my comment.
Exactly.
I mean, we're talking about sites. We're looking at sites and going out to...
You certainly could. I mean, if you attend the Lancaster site, I'll guarantee you that you'll put Lancaster to the top of that list needing a restaurant option.
Does anybody agree with it or disagree? Or, I mean, if meal site is a big part of
Do you want me to send something out, and if you'd like to attend, I mean, I don't want to force people into staying for lunch that maybe have other obligations.
Sure.
But I can certainly put something out, because we would need a reservation for it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if you would like, we can send something out, and you can...
I don't know. What's anybody else's feeling? Is it a dumb idea?
I think it's an excellent idea to get us down there and evaluate that situation.
I mean, that is... poor Steve has to drive here from Boscobel, you know. Maybe we should go to Fenimore. Maybe we should go to Boscobel or something when the weather is better.
Nice one.
You do have a nice one.
Nice one.
Yes.
And see some of these to see what we're actually...
Lancaster.
I don't know about the rest of it, but
I don't disagree with it at all.
Lancaster is definitely one you probably should see, mm-hmm. because it is definitely in need of improvement. Mm-hmm. It, you know,
you would suggest having the meeting there and then following.
If they could give us an area that we would be able to set up and have like a 2-hour meeting, or because why do they serve at 11?
I'll have to look at that. I'm not sure. I don't know.
What's their next meeting?
I don't know whether we can have the meeting there. I need to look at that a little bit, or whether it would behoove us just to go from here over for lunch. That might be a little bit easier. But I'll take a look at that and see.
Just a suggestion.
Yeah.
There is enough space, but I can't. I'm not thinking what she has for tables and chairs. I don't know how much stuff she's got that might be.
And do they play cards before the
meal? I don't know. I need
anything?
To check that. Yeah, I need to check into that a little more to see.
It depends a lot on the. When
day.
It is, you know, they play cards on a certain time. They put puzzles together on another Wednesday.
Or if they've got just a lounge area that we could meet in.
Hoping that the hospital will do some things that maybe we could collaborate with in the future. That's kind of an area. That's one of the. The problem in Lancaster is none of the restaurants have great parking either. Some of the restaurants, you know. Doolittle's downtown, the other one down to whatever the other one is downtown.
Dewey's.
I mean, you have all those off the square, that parking is still an issue. So.
Well, the hospital has a nice room. And they serve.
Our cafeteria down
there.
Yeah, the cafeteria. They have a nice.
And Lancaster is. Lancaster is the owner of the hospital now, right? But is.
They're breaking away.
They're
right. Well, they've actually
selling it.
Yeah. I thought it changed.
Yeah.
So potentially that could end up in a
different
hospital site. Is that
the meal site you mean? Or the hospital?
I'm just wondering if it could, you know, will the hospital be expanded or moved? But there was something in the paper about that.
Well,
they've followed the Lancaster Hospital.
That's some people's theory.
Yeah, they got a plan out there, but when you're forking out the money they're going to fork to buy it, I'm not sure they could do much for a while.
Right.
So.
Well, I know they got one plan out there, because I know the company that they got the plan with. But it's not enough to build a hospital. So.
Yeah, I mean, they've asked the city about closing off that road in between.
Oh.
Making the campus out of it.
Okay.
The other side. They're buying up properties.
I'm just thinking accessibility-wise, that the parking wouldn't be as big of an issue there if they could expand, but I'm just trying to come up with, you know, places, and those that are from Lancaster maybe have some ideas too. So, but yeah.
So you'll look into that, or maybe
we
for
can
our
do
next
that.
Meeting and see what we can put together. Okay. Go on.
Yeah. Nope. That's. I mean, that's basically where we're at with the Nutrition Market Study. I mean, I do think we're making some progress, but I don't just want to. I want to have some thought into it before we try some new things. I mean, I think we need to figure out those areas where we need to, you know, have a new option possibly and look at some of those. Because, like I said, Exxon is, you know, they're willing to fund some of this, but we want to make sure it's the right place too. So.
Okay. And
Lancaster's one of them.
On the nutrition. So we'll do a little, see if we can do a little trip. Okay.
Your program reports, again, Crystal is working with Nancy, and they've been working with Ruth and I to try to figure out this nutrition reporting system, because we need to get a better system in place. So we're working on that process. Nancy's a whiz at Excel, so she's helping us kind of come up with a process that's simpler for our staff to use and simpler for Crystal to get, and then comes out in a report that's accurate. That's the goal. And I think we'll have that in maybe the next
couple weeks.
Month or two. You think a couple weeks? God, you're more optimistic than me. So. I thought when I said a couple months, you were going to be like, are you kidding?
No.
Which kind of goes hand in hand with this lean management classes that Crystal and I are taking and that Bob is taking. The county got a grant to provide some lean management classes to departments in the county, and I guess Platteville city person and some city administrator.
There's 7 people out of Platteville.
And Lancaster are also participating. It's put on by Southwest Tech. And lean kind of started in the manufacturing industry, but now has kind of come forward. It kind of came out of Toyota and way back when. So it's really quite interesting, and it's a little bit of what we kind of do in ADRC anyway, which is process improvement. The state's been pushing a lot of process improvement, doing change projects for process improvement, and this is very similar. What it is looking at how just different systems and how you do them, and number one, do you need to be doing them, first of all, and then if you do need to be doing them, do you need to be, you know, is the process efficient, is it smart, is it, does it make sense, or are there things that you can eliminate or change that make it simpler? So it's been rather eye-opening. The classes are 5 hours long, so I was kind of like, oh my God, 5 hours on a Thursday afternoon.
And they're held at Southwest?
They are actually held at the admin building. Southwest Tech comes to us. Charlie Dringham comes to us. So, but they actually, the 5 hours goes fairly quickly, at least the 2 classes that we've had.
He's got it set up. He takes 2 breaks, and
yep.
Southwest Tech is part of the grant, provided meals for the first 3 sessions. So Joyce and I just developed a plan to provide meals for the next. You know, it's not a big deal, but we're going to have Moss Bakery do different things.
Yeah, because the class.
So you get there at
11
and you grab your food, and by the time you're done munching on that, you're through the first hour and a half.
Yeah.
Just take a break. Charlie really does a good job of keeping things.
Who is that, Charlie? Who?
Draham. So it's very, it's interesting, and I think it's a good thing, and it's what we've been doing already. We were laughing because Nancy's like, well, which process did we, which he was talking about picking a project to look at or a system to look at between now and our next one, and of course Nancy was like, well, I think we've got a few we can look at, because that is what we're trying to do here. We're trying to
look at systems.
How many sessions
are there?
6.
There's 6 different classes, and each class has 3 sessions of 5 hours.
Yeah. It's a big
So it's a commitment for the first 6 months of the year.
You go every Thursday?
Well, not tomorrow, because it's a regional board meeting, and I managed to get that. So we go 3 times a month. So. But we've got, like, the health department is there.
We didn't get all the departments, but
we're there.
We actually shamed Carolyn to come up the last time. Oh. So we have Orchard Manor's
on board. We did a airplane manufacturing little thing the other day. I found out, number one, I should not be in manufacturing. you definitely don't want me on a factory line anywhere, because that's not good, nor do I want to do that. but it was interesting.
It's just like Lori said, it's the value added. If you're doing a process that really doesn't add any value and doesn't need, let's eliminate it.
Right.
You can eliminate a couple minutes per process, and you do that process 10 times a day, that's 20 minutes.
And people are having those discussions already, you know, and like, why do we do it this way? And, you know, there's a big, like, because that's the way we've always done it. You know?
I always used to say some of that's purely academic. Yeah. And when you get done, it hasn't. What do you do with the information when you get it?
Well, and that's clear with a lot of the grants. I mean, we do have our hands tied in a lot of the things. A lot of the information that we have to collect and provide and do sometimes, you know, is because of the grants or the funding that we receive. And you know it's not really
going anywhere.
Looked at, but, you know. But, you know, those are systems that we can't change a lot. But if we can change the other ones, you know. It's all about, you know, looking at your customer, looking at the customer perspective. I think the concern was when it started was that we're looking to cut staff. And that he's made that very, very clear. It's respecting people and looking at your processes and respecting your frontline people to know what your customer needs and wants really are. Because ultimately that's where you need to be. You know, you need to be making them happy, whoever the customer might be. And that in itself with the county was a whole discussion on just who are our customers, because they're a variety. So I think that's, you know, and really involving your staff, not just it's not intended so department heads go and learn this class and then come back and say, okay, let's change
ownership.
It's talking to staff.
You need to start at the ground level, the task force people, and ask them.
Yeah. The people that do it.
The people that do it, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So it's been, I think, you know, it's been really interesting and not nearly as painful as I thought it might be. So I think it, you know, we're going to get into actually when we actually have some projects that we have to work on. So if you had a chance, if you've looked in the waiting area, we are continuously making changes there. I was very happy about 2 weeks ago. I had a customer come in and he's like, wow, you've really changed this in here. It's so much more inviting and so much nicer to sit in. And I'm thinking, oh, right, that's exactly what we were going for here. So we are still making some changes.
Bolster Giles.
We're still making some changes out there, but we're trying to get that warm and friendly feel. A couple other things I think that we've been here. I think most of it I have covered. We did have the DBS benefits specialist. We have an attorney that works for Disability Rights Wisconsin that provides technical assistance to our disability benefits specialists. She comes out and reviews some files and goes over things with Angela and then met with me later and really did not have any significant issues. And, you know, the disability cases can be very, very complex. So for the most part, she was very, very happy with the way things were going here. Her only concern was that the number of people that Angela's seen is just a tad bit on the high side of normal. So she just said, that's something we want to just kind of keep an eye on, because if you get up to like 100 cases, and she's been averaging 80, 90, but when you get up towards the 100, then you start to lose a little bit more quality. So she was just giving me some indicators of how we can prioritize some of those cases, what can maybe be helped by information and assistance specialist or given some other areas. And that's always a continuing concern of mine, because we're a big county and we can't always provide the staffing to serve everybody who has a need in the county, and yet we kind of advertise that we do. So we have to pick and choose that sometimes, and that's a little difficult. Other than that, again, budgets, databases, getting those reports in for year end and working on that. So it's been a busy little couple of months.
Okay, anybody have any questions? That's just the director's program. I mean, that's
program reports are also in there, except for caregivers. Ruth was unfortunately on vacation, and I wasn't able to get those numbers from her this morning because she had actual customers on the phone, so I couldn't pull those numbers out. So I'll have those for you next month.
Okay.
Our caregiver program has been very, very busy, though, I must say. So.
Anybody have any questions?
What should I have for supper?
I don't know, but if it's good, maybe I'll be there. Anything else to come before us at this time?
Regional board meeting tomorrow?
Regional board meeting tomorrow?
Yeah.
And Dora did it?
That's the first time it's happened, two meetings in a row.
No, it happened before.
Yeah,
it
happened before.
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Every once in a while, we get Grant County Board, ADRC Board, and Regional Board. So.
Hearing nothing else, did I hear a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I hear a second.
Second.
Thank you.
I heard it.
All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.